balls, maybe putting...
Oh, yeah, hush puppies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Lord, and you know, you got your cornmeal. Usually, a lot of people will chip up onion.
Yeah, in that, right.
And put it in the hush puppies. I like it like that.
What about, would your mother ever cook cornmeal in a deep dish, maybe, and it would come out real soft, and she'd put it out on your plate with a spoon? Ever have spoon bread?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of sweet bread.
What's that?
It was kind of a little cake that they made. It would, I don't know, it was made out of flour and different formula there. They put in sugar, had sugar in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it would wind up about like a sweet biscuit. You've had biscuits. You know what biscuits look like.
Sure.
But they would put sugar in it. And it would wind up, you know, it would be, it wouldn't rise like a biscuit would. You didn't put yeast in it. It would lay flat and hard.
Right.
But it would be sweet. I guess you could call it a cake, and you know.
Would you make anything, would you put anything like from the hog in the, excuse me, in there?
Crackling cornbread?
Crackling cornbread.
Yeah, it's low.
Okay.
You know, you get your old cauldron, you know, and you, this sow belly, you know, I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best thing to make crackling, you know, your cracklings out of.
How'd you make that?
You take, and usually it would be a strip all the way down the belly, about, I imagine somewhere around six, eight inches wide, all the way down the belly, you know, nothing but fat and skin. Okay, you take and cut it in strips. And strips about, a half inch by somewhere around 2 inches long, you know, sometimes a little bigger, a little smaller. And if you wanted the kind of cracklings that you put in cornbread, you would cut the skin off of it. In fact, if you was going to render it down, you'd cut all the skin off of it. And you'd take and put that joker, you'd fill that pot completely full, just about completely full, and you start stirring it. You had to stir it all the time. You had your fire built under your cauldron.
Cauldron, that's a big old...
That's a big pot. All it is, a big cast iron pot. Cauldron, we used to call them. Not a kettle. A kettle would be called something, you know, tea kettle or something. It's a cauldron.
Oh, big old, big ass thing, yeah.
Big old thing, got feet on it.
Yeah, the little old...
Little feet, little pointy feet on the bottom of it. You take your 3 or 4 brick bats, you know, and...
What's a brick bat?
It's a brick, you know. We used to call them brick bats all the time.
Put them under the under the fire. Yeah.
Build it up so high where you could get so much wood under it, you know, and get it going real good. You'd fill it up full of that, those cracklings. And you'd render it down, get your lard. That's what, you know, after it shrivels, it starts cooking, you know. You keep stirring it and stirring it. And those cracklings get smaller and smaller and smaller, and the grease is coming out of them is what it is. It's cooking out of them. And after you get through cooking them, you know, all the oil or the grease or the lard or whatever you want to call it would come on out of them, come out of the crackling. It would be nothing but the cells, you know, or fat. It'd be nothing but the solid fat is what it would be.
Yeah.
No more oil in it at all. It's cooked out. And that's what went in your crackling cornbread.
I see. And that must have been dirty work.
No, it wasn't dirty. Now, when you went to cleaning those...
You got your hands all...